ouch from US Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, a rabbit punch to Europe. At a Wall Street Journal conference last week, Mr. Geithner was asked about how the old world was handling euro turmoil.
You know, I think it'd be very helpful to have Europe speak with a clearer, more unified voice in their strategy. I think it's very hard for people who invest in Europe, within Europe and outside of Europe, to understand what the strategy is when you have so many basic people talking. And a simple rule of crisis management is you want to have a simple, clear, unified, declarative strategy. That would be helpful.
Policymakers and analysts here acknowledge that there is more to European divisions this time than the normal Lilliputian squabbling between national governments and various EU bodies. Washington understands that Germany's economic endgame is very different from, say, Belgium's, let alone Greece's. But alarm bells are beginning to ring. Out in the distance is the question of America's mountainous debt. Much closer to home is concern about the impact of a Greek default that more and more policymakers here now see as inevitable. Heather Connolly is Senior Fellow at the Europe Programme at the Centre for Strategic and International Studies.
Well, I think it's the unknown. We don't see in Europe plan B. How does this impact the global economy? How does this impact American banks that have exposure to European debt? And it comes at a very perilous time. We see not only in Europe great strains in the banking system, the crisis. We see the American economy weakening. We see China struggling. Are we setting the stage for this so-called economic perfect storm where the global economy really begins to contract?
When the crisis broke last year, fiscal conservatives here held Greece up as an example of what might happen to America if its debt-funded spending wasn't curbed. The comparison was ridiculed. The size of the American economy and the dollar's status as a global reserve currency enables the US to borrow at interest rates that Greeks would probably sell the Parthenon for. And even with muttering from debt rating agencies about the sustainability of US borrowing, the Treasury here has been able to fund the towering deficit without breaking sweat. But now Republicans in Congress say they won't allow the Treasury to borrow more to lift the debt ceiling, as they say in the trade, unless there are swingeing cuts in government expenditure. The deadline, August the 2nd. After that, America, the world's biggest debtor, begins to default. Jared Bernstein was, until a few weeks ago, chief economic advisor to Vice President Biden.
Greece is a very small economy compared to the U.S. Maybe 2 to 3% of our GDP would be their own. And look at the tremors through global economies as they flirt with default. Even while we go through this political theater at our end with this debt ceiling looming over us, if we were to even suggest the possibility of a default, the tremors in the global economy could be that much worse.
It is a heady and unstable economic mix. The threat of Greek default, the risk of further euro troubles, the secrets that lie within banks' books, and debt brinksmanship being played out here in DC. The Global Economic High Wire Act is far from over.